This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you would like to talk about. Or you can talk about stuff we've been talking about. Or you can talk about stuff we've talked about before. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450, free as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself,
Moose Mouth Mike,
and Andy.
And we're going to switch gears here. You know, sometimes heroes aren't, you don't find them where you expect to.
Certainly not in Catholic schools.
They're not who you think they would be. Sometimes you don't get the hero you want, you get the hero you need. This from themindunleashed.com.
I love it.
I'm just having a hard time.
Yeah.
12-year-old DJ gets busted for hosting an underground rave in Catholic school bathroom.
Yeah, buddy. You the man. You are my hero. You would be the coolest kid in my school.
Now, if, there's listeners out there, obviously, who won't be able to see this, but there's a picture of this 12-year-old kid with headphones on and the little...
Some moxie. You
know, some gear, two turntables, and a microphone.
Oh, I love this kid. They arrest him?
Well, let's find out.
And he's not wearing a mask.
Yeah, no mask.
A 12-year-old boy in the UK organized a rave in the bathroom of his Catholic school.
I'm going to play some rave while you do that.
That managed to last for 30 minutes before it was shut down and his equipment was confiscated. However, his parents are backing the young DJ up.
Yeah, I don't think he just accidentally ended up having that sort of mindset.
Cale Bell is an enterprising, up-and-coming turntablist who decided earlier this month that it was time to display his talents for his mates at Urmston in the Greater Manchester region. So Bell took to Snapchat and began advertising an underground rave that would take place in the laboratory of the public school during lunch period on December 11th. Now, I'm just going to stop there because... can you imagine being in school and finding out, you know, hey, man, little Billy's going to have a rave at, during the lunch hour. Everybody skip lunch and go.
We could take our masks off and get in the bathroom and, you know, see each other and see, Wow.
We'll get back to more about Cale Bell and his and his 12-year-old rave Bell. In the bathroom of his Catholic school. But first, let's go to Hank, who's calling from Florida. Hank, you are live on the air. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm calling from the free city of Ocala in the free county and free state of Florida.
What's on your mind, Hank?
I realized the other night after talking with y'all that I already live in a free area. We have low taxes and thanks to sales tax and other things, our property taxes are extremely low, and so are we have no state income tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Florida and New Hampshire kind of they go back and forth. I think every year a couple of different publications rate the most free states according to civil liberties and, you know, taxation and all the criteria that we talk about here on the show.
Yeah, a lot of people that live here go that direction when it gets cold up here.
Right. So you are correct, Hank. Florida does enjoy more of that, more freedom than the average United State.
There is cities in Florida that do have more restrictions. They're usually democratically controlled. Orlando's a unique city. It sits on three different counties, Orange County, Osceola County, and Seminole County.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on which part of Orlando you're in, you may be in a freer area than other parts of the mm-hmm. City.
Hank, your signal's kind of dropping in and out. Are you, like, speaking directly into the microphone, or are you on a speakerphone, or?
I'm sorry, I'm on a speakerphone, and it just started storming here.
Okay.
We do get quite a bit of rain, but I switched to the regular.
All right, well,
Orlando's three different counties, and they have three different set of rules, depending on the part of Orlando you're in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, there's another community south of Ocala, the Villages, that's on three different county lines. And when one county don't let them do what they want, they kind of move their development and growth to the other county. And then pretty soon, the other county's like, you spent enough money over here. Come back. Come back.
Hank, I have a question for you. In the state of Florida, are you aware of any sort of a migration movement, a freedom movement, to get people who love freedom and love liberty to come to Florida to get together with people of like minds and make changes?
No, I'm not directly aware of anything. I know I meet a lot of people every day to come here from all over for various reasons. And, yeah.
You know, moving to New Hampshire isn't necessarily for everybody, but I would encourage you to, you know, start some sort of an organization of your own to at least find other people who share the philosophies of freedom so that you can know who they are and, you know, begin to form a bit of a community around those ideas and, you know, figure out ways to promote that to other people, because I think there is a lack of promotion of freedom that is going on. Most people don't understand freedom, in my opinion. And if you do, you sound like a relatively intelligent person.
I'm a small business owner, and I speak to a lot of people, and that's one of my biggest things is freedom. I fly proud. I'm all about America, and, you know, freedoms that we have here that other countries
The freedoms and civil liberties we used to have, they were pretty great.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I say, in certain parts, they're still pretty good.
Hank, what do you do for business? Have you been able to stay open and push back against these orders? You said you have a small business, or?
Yeah. I repair and maintain automobiles.
Okay.
And my business has flourished this year.
That's
good to hear. It's a good time of the year, been a good year. People are spending more time in their own automobiles, so that makes them take care of better.
Less money to buy new ones, so they're stuck fixing the old ones.
Yes, absolutely.
And Hank, I would just point you towards, like, if you do want to connect with individuals who are freedom-minded, I would direct you to freedomcells.org, where there are people connecting. You go, you sign up, you create a freedom cell. There's a map. There's a geographical map. You can see if there's anyone in your area. And then we have Telegram groups and other groups that we communicate, and we're trying to build and, you know, like, exit and build the system. That's what we're trying to do at freedomcells.org. And there's over 7,000 people that have joined, more coming in every day. People are starting to sense the urgency here. I mean, it should have been here a long time ago, but...
Hey, better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never. So check that out, freedomcells.org. We could use all the help we can get, and... We need to stay together.
I appreciate y'all allowing the freedom of speech on y'all's radio show. I don't always agree with what you say, and sometimes I like to play devil advocate. But at the same time, freedom of speech and freedom of life is what we all strive for.
Absolutely, and thanks for the call tonight, Hank. We do appreciate you, and good luck, and I hope that you get to remain in business, unlike hundreds of thousands of businesses that are closed right now.
Millions around the world.
Indeed. All right, so circling back to... I'm sorry, did you guys have something else? Okay. Circling back to...
We'll talk about the 12-year-old rage.
Yeah,
the hero, awesome. The hero you need, not necessarily the hero you want.
Yeah. Take him over to any day.
Cale Bell took to Snapchat, began advertising his underground rave. It would begin in the laboratory of the private Catholic school during lunch period on December 11th. The event was open to all year 8 boys at the school. Attendees would also receive complimentary soft drinks and Cadbury Twirls.
Oh, right. God. He's even giving away free stuff. He bribed him.
He's got swag, man.
Obviously.
Yeah. We'll talk more about this 12-year-old Cale Bell and his rave coming up on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to the program. We are into the second segment of our third hour here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mushmouth Mike.
And Andy.
And we were talking about this great story of a 12-year-old DJ who got busted for hosting an underground rave in his Catholic school bathroom. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. But if you're a liberty-minded person, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Andy, are you coming to this?
I don't know. I'm going to try. Okay. I'm going to try. Like I said, I got to go to North Carolina, get my girl.
But this is July 4th.
All right.
You got time to plan.
All right, cool.
ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room at Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, please be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party.
Bring your kids.
It is a family-friendly event.
Need lots of children.
Yeah, there were children of all ages. I don't think I saw any like newborns, but I certainly saw, you know, 2-3-year-olds all the way up to 80-year-old children.
Wow, that's great.
We pull up to the gate and the kids are gone immediately.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Kids are out of the car and gone before we can even get parked, and we usually don't see them unless they want food or need something important.
It's a fantastic time, being around a bunch of other freedom-minded folks is probably one of the greatest times I may have ever had. And so, join us. It's a good time. It's a party. Come party with the captain. It'll be fun. So we were talking about this article from The Mind Unleashed about this Cale Bell kid. He's 12-year-old.
I wonder if that's his stage name or his real name.
It's C-A-E-L.
It's definitely Bell, sounds like a cool name, like a DJ.
DJ Cale Bell, right?
On the turntable
Cale
tonight.
Bell.
They use turntables now?
In the bathroom? What do you think? Do you think they barricaded the door? Like,
well, let's find out. Know that he was giving away stuff. So it said attendees would also receive complimentary soft drinks and Cadbury Twirls. As consequence of sound noted, quote, while a school bathroom is a below-average setting for such a lunch, it is certainly cleaner than your typical rave.
Maybe.
Yeah, people have no problem doing coke off the back of toilets, and it's like people are afraid of Corona. Like,
I'm from the metal, music community, and I got to tell you, man, some of those venues, bathrooms specifically, like if you've been in one, you're already immune to COVID. Like you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, it's just like think about all the things that you've been through in your life, like. Most of us that are like a little older, like 30 plus, like we've lived a life, like made a lot of mistakes, been with a lot of women, whatever, like you do things like we have to take risks to live. I mean, there's inherent risks in simply being alive.
Maybe that's what he was thinking about, having a party in the bathroom.
Yeah, I love it, dude. Good on you, man.
So Cale Bell managed to sneak his speakers and other gear into the restroom and held a set for 30 minutes.
Good for him.
Before the school's authorities broke up the underground gig.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
Let this
Dad.
Be a lesson to all the kids who attended that whenever you try and do something fun, somebody's not going to like that you're having fun and are going to sick what's known as the authorities upon you. So these kids are actually getting probably more education from this 12-year-old throwing a rave in a bathroom than they would by sitting in their class.
This kid's going to be hella popular everywhere.
The school even confiscated his lights and speakers. So they took all his gear. It's not yours now. It's mine. Just like what the government does, right? Like, government takes your stuff.
No fun.
When Kale's mother, Louise Bell, learned about her son's transgression, she wasn't peeved in the least bit. In fact, the young mom actually thought that her son's antics were ingenious, as do I. I'm like, I applaud this kid. I wish more kids were this, you know, sort of clever.
Rebellious.
She wrote in a Facebook post, "Am I wrong for finding this funny? No, Mrs. Kale, you're not wrong. It is funny." And, like, I hope somebody has footage. You know, I hope one of these kids had a cell phone and
Snapchat or something out there.
The old whale might have footage.
Maybe. She said, "I had to laugh. It's been a terrible year, and I couldn't be angry with my son for trying to spread some cheer," she later said.
Yeah.
In an interview.
Cool family.
When I got the call, it made perfect sense, Louise continued. Kale had been up, dressed, and ready to leave for school early that morning. He was motivated, right? This is what happens when you have motivation,
yeah.
When you have incentive to do a thing, which was unheard of in our house, particularly during the lockdowns and the COVID 1984 style of societies that we seem to be living in. He had the biggest smile on his face, so I knew he had something up his sleeve.
You know,
I asked him what he was so happy about, and he told me they were having a rave in school, she added. I thought nothing of it. I didn't even think for one minute there was any truth to it. So she just thought the kid was, like, making something up, right? But when I heard what Kale had done, from advertising the rave on Snapchat to actually pulling it off and even providing refreshments, I couldn't help but see the funny side.
Oh, this kid is fantastic.
When Kale's father also learned about his son's antics, he was thrilled and encouraged his son, telling him, "Go on, son. In our eyes, he hadn't done anything wrong," Louise continued. "We would have been furious if the teachers had reprimanded him further past confiscating his things." So I guess they were down with taking his stuff?
I'm a guess if you're reading this on The Mind Unleashed, it sounds as good as it does. But if you're reading it on some of these other news outlets, the more mainstream, they're not quite as forgiving of his behavior.
Oh, I bet they're not. Yeah. I bet they're condemning him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably calling to get him strung up in you know, a public forum.
He was probably trying to deal drugs out of the bathroom.
He was spreading COVID.
You know, yeah. Do they have masks on? Were my kids dancing with him?
Right. There'll be no dancing.
In
the potty.
Well, that's right. We're in the Kevin Bacon version of Footloose. 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, including your calls.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a COVID relief bill. The package contains nearly $300 billion in new funding for small business loans, a federal unemployment insurance bonus, money for schools, vaccine distribution, and a stimulus direct payment of up to $600. Congress is expected to vote on the bill tonight or Monday. Senator Tim Kaine says that the bill will receive a strong bipartisan vote when it comes to the floor. The Virginia Democrat tells CBS News what is in what he says is a very needed package.
I feel very, very good about it. Extending unemployment benefits for folks who are hit the hardest. $600 check for an adult and a $600 check for a dependent in a family that is low and moderate income. Housing assistance, food assistance, small business assistance, and then sizable funding both for health care and vaccinations and K-12 and higher ed institutions. It's a very needed package.
This is USA Radio News. The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekawar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is our phone number. That's 855-450-FREE is in freedom. We'll get to your calls and thoughts here shortly. I want to take a minute at the top of this segment to just say thank you to Mike Sylvia. Mike Sylvia is a platinum level amplifier. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, if you head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll find out all about the amplifier program. Basically, we ask you for a donation to Free Talk Live. If you enjoy the program, if you enjoy the characters that we have, if you enjoy the stories that we bring to you from the news, and if you enjoy our callers, then please consider becoming an amplifier. If you do choose to donate, what happens to your money? Well, it goes to help us get this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on around 190 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 200. We could be on 250 radio stations. It's all dependent on you. So please consider heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. You do get some cool little perks and bennies when you do contribute, and there's different levels. You can. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more, of course. Again, more of that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Mike Sylvia. We appreciate your contribution to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
It means more coming from another Mike, doesn't it?
Mike.
Mushmouth Mike says, thanks, Mike. So just to finish off this article, the parents were like, yeah, we'd have been furious if they'd have punished him any further. Even the school had to admit that they were impressed by the lad, informing the mother that they had only confiscated his equipment because it couldn't facilitate such behavior. When asked why he'd done it, he told us school was boring and they had nothing to do at lunchtime, which is true for every school everywhere. Louise said, I wish there had been a Kale when I was in school. It would have been much more fun. Music is Kale's motivation, and we couldn't be mad at him for expressing and sharing that passion. It was very inventive of him. Amen.
Wow.
That's all I have to say.
Cool parents.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's first go to Peakless Mountaineer calling from New Hampshire. Peakless, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sorry I couldn't be there in person. I just couldn't find my way down to Keene today.
Well, you're here in voice. What's on your mind?
I am. So is Andy still around?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Andy, I just want to thank you because Hank, I think, was his name, the caller, and I was about to add to my things to talk about that he should know about freedom cells, and you were just on it.
Yeah, that's what actually changed things for me was, like, I joined in the beginning of the year, and I, like, joined a conference, and ever since I've connected with the Freedom Cell community and, like, put myself out there, I've connected with people in person, we've gone on trips, we've learned about guns, we've learned about Bitcoin, we've learned about trying to exit and build a better community, you know, and a better world, because kinds of people like us that don't want to wear masks, I mean, we're literally not welcome in society anymore, so we need to exit and build our own.
And I'd like to point out that all the things that you said that you've learned about, not taught in schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible the odds we're up against right now, and we really need to come together on a scale we've never seen before, because our very humanity is at stake here. It's not just freedom that's at stake, it's the 1% versus the 99%, and we're in World War III just because bombs. I mean, they're still dropping bombs in other countries, yeah. But
well, I mean, it is the zombie apocalypse. They're just being very polite about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never saw that coming, is all.
Right.
Well, George Carlin saw it coming. He said, when fascism descends on the United States, it will be wearing Nike shoes and dressed in yellow smiley faces
with a mask.
Wow.
No.
Well, and it really is an ideological war for the nature of humanity. I mean, the number one way of recognizing a human is human faces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, we have a whole section of our brain that's devoted to recognizing human faces.
Yeah, and different expressions, too. Knowing when a person is frustrated or knowing when a person is happy or sad, you know, and all the micro-emotions that exist in between all of that. A whole bunch of human communication.
Valuable information.
Yeah, a whole bunch of human communication is facial expression. It's how you develop trust in a person that you've never met before. Is by literally reading their facial expressions as you converse with them.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. It's like literally making, they don't want us meeting. They don't want us making eye contact and actually listening and engaging with one another, because that's when we start asking questions, real serious questions about what's going on.
Yes.
You know, and of course they don't want bars and taverns and restaurants,
churches
open, because
heaven forbid you have bars and coffee shops where people could meet each other literally face-to-face.
It's like,
well, can we close all of them? Well, we can close most of them. Can we make sure the ones that are open don't have faces in them? Well, maybe.
It's crazy. It's crazy, this world we're in. And, Freedom Cells, I see it as a way out. And, you know, it's a decentralized idea to, you know, meet in groups of eight or more and trying, you know, based on mutual aid and voluntary interactions, like strictly voluntary, you know, that's what we need in our society. We don't need any masters.
Yeah, it's
no masters, no slaves.
It is a powerful tool for liberty. And I was a little bit skeptical about it until I started listening to John Bush, who made the thing, and he's one of us for sure.
He's the real deal. So. And his partner, Derek Brose, he talks about how we need a conscious resistance, that
yes,
if we don't evolve as individuals and heal ourselves first, like, we won't be able to build a better world. So it, like, starts with us, you know? And
that's the thing. Like, you can't just follow the government without consciousness.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing you can do without being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's intellectually lazy to just follow the government because you're right. You don't have to think about it. You're just like, oh, well, they'll take care of it.
Yeah, we're in the middle of I think it's always been a war on consciousness, honestly, because over the years, since the beginning of our time, you know, we've had people enslaved, we've had people murdered, black people kill black people, brown people enslave brown people, yellow people kill yellow people, white people enslave white people, and it just goes on and on, and we're just in this negative loop, we're in this loop where history just repeats itself and the trauma gets carried. Because we're all intimately connected, each and every one of us. So if one person is suffering in the world, then we're all suffering. If one person is a slave, then we're all slaves, you know? That's how we need to think, and that's how we move forward and actually get through this. Because it's like, am I talking about utopia?
Well,
no.
The only way to truly be free is to free others.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. You know, the word utopia literally means nowhere. That's what it means, because it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that we would live in a perfect world, but without these sick, sadistic politicians who literally traffic and rape children, and we know about it, and we just allow it, then how do you think we're going to have a society worth having?
Oh, you want to talk about the most suppressed idea right now. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, no kidding.
It's a million memes. And
COVID happened and
everybody
knows
it. Like, no matter what you think actually happened, you know that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Like, we all know that they lied us into the Iraq war.
And we all
know Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
And yet we trust them when they come out and, you know, known career crooks. Lying with statistics, cooking the books.
Well, I don't trust them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the we?
not you and I, but I'm saying as a society, these people are still trusting of these people.
Well, they've had 12 years of public schooling to ingrain that in their brain. You know, imagine.
It's amazing what you can do with a decade of indoctrination.
Yeah, imagine if any.
15,000 hours.
Imagine if any product had that. Right? If Coca-Cola had your kids for 12 years, right, they would come out going, Coca-Cola is God. Coca-Cola is my savior. Hey, Pequis, I appreciate the call tonight.
Free Talk Live being like, hey, did you know there's this thing called water?
Thanks for the call, Pequis Mountaineer. 855-450-3733. More of your calls and thoughts and more Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Segments of the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We might have time. We've got some calls on hold, but you can always try. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. We might be able to squeeze you in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The mushmouth Mike.
And Andy.
We've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Goodness. Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, before I get to why I called, I wanted to share with Andy. He was talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I'll tell you what, the kind of stuff that this guy did is not new. Okay?
No, not at all. Not at all.
If one person that really got away with a lot of this sick stuff was Roy Cohn.
Mm.
You ever heard of him?
Yep.
I mean, just a horrible human being. And he altered the future of a lot of people. That's what this does, is people that molest children, they alter, you know, their future.
Yeah,
I know, because that's happened to me. But I've overcome all of that. But that's a different story.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear, Robert, because, you know, I've been in dark places in my life, too. And I was, you know, I was molested as a little boy as well. And it was like, you know, I was just telling these guys I've had these amazing experiences with plant medicines that have helped me heal and help me address the pain and, like, go through it, you know, and come out on the other side in a good place. And I'm just happy that you came through it. But, yeah.
I could tell you that, you know, for the first 30 years of my life, I couldn't keep people keeping their hands off of me.
Mm.
But, again, that's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to share, you know, why I called. And it's kind of funny, because you guys were talking about this kid that had a bathroom party.
He had a rave.
And awesome. I found this story that came out a day or so ago. I don't know if you've heard it. But there was a police bust down in Rainesville, Alabama.
Okay.
Where they went to a sewage treatment plant, and I guess they were making wine there.
Somebody
must have ratted them out. They took all their wine. They made arrests and everything.
Was it crappy wine?
Crappy. I would think that that's not a sewage treatment plant, that would be.
Wait, Robert. Are you sure they weren't just touring the Coors Light manufacturing facility?
That's not what it says in the AP.
Go ahead.
So, like I said, it just says sheriff's officials busted an illegal winery that was operating at a municipal sewage treatment plant north of Rainesville, Alabama town. That's kind of funny.
It's
ridiculous.
I don't understand. Like, the government already tried prohibition. It didn't work. They didn't. And instead of rolling back all of the laws, they just said, well, we're going to regulate it. We're going to make you get a license. We're going to make you jump through all these hoops before you can make and sell and distribute alcohol. And it still doesn't work. People still manufacture their own alcohol. People still distribute their own alcohol. It's just now it's legal. And so now they've created criminals out of otherwise peaceful people where there's no property being harmed. There's no human beings being harmed. Production of alcohol used to be a sacred thing. The monks actually believed that it was the hand of God reaching down, turning their mixture into alcohol, because they would just leave it open and the yeast would naturally occur in the brewing process or the winemaking or the mead or whatever it was. And they thought it was the hand of God because they didn't know what yeast was. They didn't know you had to add yeast to the thing to, you know, have it eat the sugar and then it would become the alcohol. So, it used to be a divine thing, alcohol. That's why it's called spirits,
yeah.
Right? But now it's evil and it's all controlled by government, which is lousy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not evil as long as you get it at the state-run liquor store.
Anything else tonight, Robert?
No, I think that I'm done for the evening.
All right, thanks for your call. Have a great night. And then let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Jive?
Is this the... am I on the David show?
It's the guy.
Yes! Welcome to the David Olson Show, live tonight. And I forget, are we having an after show, a L Captain Kick-Ass concert tonight?
No.
Oh, you're not going to do any mental music for us tonight?
I mean, I'll think about it.
Metal music. I'm sorry, I said mental.
Have you done metal music before?
Heavy mental? Yeah.
On the after show?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, David?
Oh, besides Epstein Cohn, I think your theory, well, several things. I think your theory is plausible because when we were kids and drinking illegally in high school, we used to call Coors, and this is FCC legal, Rocky Mountain Coon Piss is what we called Coors. And,
sure, but go ahead.
The toilet plants you're talking about making wine, and your freedom cell. I got a slogan for you, the rad new hip in cell freedom cell.
All right.
Wow, you are.
Get it?
As long as it gets us here.
You are. I mean, if I had a gong, I would ring it right now.
Cool. Yeah. Well, this is the gong show. And your risky business, dude, I feel a T-shirt coming on. I feel a T-shirt. I think it would be like, I got to have more cowbell.
More cowbell is always a good thing.
Okay, so you don't like it. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go to something serious here, I guess.
Let's hear it.
Aren't you embroiled in some sort of court legal thing with some radio station somewhere that you always call about?
Well, have I talked to you about that before?
Once or twice.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we do this one then? How about Commie Bastard?
Is that a new metal band?
Yeah. Well, actually, they're not so new. They've been around a while, you know, like since the Cold War.
So they wear coats on stage.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, our schools really suck because the call screener had to ask me how to spell Commie. So that's a clue that our schools are not doing their job. But I went to Walmart and I didn't wear my mask, and the door screener guy didn't really give a damn whether I wore my mask or not. So I went in, and then I was in the store a couple minutes, and then I walked by some manager chick, and she catches me out of the corner of the eye, and she goes, "Sir, can you put your mask up over your whatever?" And so I did. And then as soon as I got out of her sight, I pulled it back down again. We went through that little routine like six more times over the next hour, hour and a half or so. So I was like pushing the limit. And then the manager came around to me one time and was criticizing me for, I have a practice of when I do my, my twice yearly shopping trip, I buy quite a few things.
Yeah.
And if I see new products, like in their smoothie section, they have always have new products to put in your smoothie. And I need to buy a lot of stuff because I need 6 months worth, right? But I don't want to buy stuff that's often expensive without knowing how it tastes. So what I'll do is I'll open one up and I'll taste it. And that's the one I'm going to buy for sure. And if I like it, I'll buy like six more. So, you know, I might buy $100 worth of that one thing where I would have only bought about 10 before that.
Yeah, well, most of the stores frown upon you opening their products off the shelf and consuming them while you shop. That's pretty commonly known. I'm curious, David, why didn't you just not wear a mask at all?
Well, I didn't. I walked in without it, and then it's a matter of playing the game. You know, how long do you want the game to last? So I decided, well, I'll put it up, but I won't have it cover my nose. Or actually, I didn't have it on at all at first, and then after a few minutes, I put it on around my neck, and then and this is for New Mexicans. This is the Berlin, New Mexico Walmart store, and I put it on my neck, and then that's when the chick told me to put it up over my face, and so I did, and then I just kept pulling it down. I'd pull it down until somebody would tell me to put it back up, and then I'd pull it down, and we played that game.
Just take it off.
Do you suppose, David, that perhaps the governments aren't making folks mask up because of COVID or because they're control freaks, but because people are just freaking ugly?
Yeah, well, that would apply in my case, but... You know, I'm not sure what their true motives are. Oh, but hey, you know what? I did have a face-to-face one-on-one, and I'm probably the only person listening right now that has had this face-to-face one-on-one private conversation with Sam Walton. And he was a really, really cool guy, and I do not think he would have approved of the way his employees are treating people.
The
bottom line is, these Nazis, I bet you half of them didn't graduate from high school. They're all in their 20s, and they're telling people what to do, and it resembles a bread line, and they resemble having some power.
All right, thanks for the call tonight, David. We appreciate you. That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks to our listeners. If you missed any part of the show and you want to check us out at the archives, go to freetalklive.com. I'll be back here tomorrow for the Monday night edition. Thanks. Peace.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.